Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey everyone, Ben here. I just wanted to check in with you guys. I got a few inquiries about my well-being after we did not publish an episode on Tuesday. Everything's good. I just had a really crazy week last week where I had 2 hours in the whole week where I wasn't busy with work or family stuff, and I was not able to line up a guest for that exact time slot to record an interview. But we've already got guests lined up for the next couple weeks. I don't think this is going to happen very often. And I'm happy to report that in the interim, we're going to do a mini episode with Greg Shahadi and just talk about the Pro Chess League, the state of the league, the Final Four is coming up, talk about the matchups. Make sure you all tune in and support this great endeavor that is great for the health of chess overall. I also wanted to thank you all who email me and ping me on Twitter. My handle is BennyFishel1. I really appreciate all the feedback and the nice reviews, and it really it keeps me going because this is a lot of work, but I'm really enjoying doing it, and I like hearing from you guys. So thanks again. Enjoy this little interview with Greg, and I'll be back in full force next week. Take care. Hello, everyone. I'm Ben Johnson, and this is the Perpetual Chess Podcast. On Perpetual Chess, I have weekly conversations with the chess world's best players, promoters, and educators about their lives, careers, current projects, and best practices. For more information, go to perpetualchesspod.com. So I am here for the triumphant return of Greg Shahadi. Greg decided to come on to tell us what's going on with the Pro Chess League. Greg is sick, but going to power through for a little quick mini episode. Greg, how are you?
I'm good. I was going to try and hide it, but now you blew my cover.
No, you're going to be like Michael Jordan in the flu game.
Just
put on an amazing performance and dazzle us all with your ability to talk while sick.
It was a game time decision.
So Greg's going to update us on the Pro Chess League. It's heading into its Final Four after a wildly successful first season. Greg, so who's playing? What's going to happen this weekend?
Oh, man, it's crazy. We got four teams, Norway, Stockholm, Montreal, and St. Louis. But the real crazy thing is the people who are playing in these teams. We have the three top-rated players in the world. Magnus Carlsen, I don't know if you guys have heard of him, but he's playing for Norway. We have Fabiano Caruana playing for Montreal. And then we have Wesley So playing for St. Louis. So somehow all the best players and their teams made it through to the Final Four, which I wouldn't have known that it would go that way. But now that it has, it's pretty exciting.
A little bit suspicious, if you ask me.
Well, they're good at chess, you know.
That's a good point. So who's playing who?
Well, Norway's playing Stockholm in a big battle for Scandinavia. And then Montreal's playing St. Louis.
Okay, and I suppose you should say the times, although we have listeners from most everywhere, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's really funny, actually, because Europe experiences daylight savings on, like, the Saturday night, so the times actually change from Saturday to Sunday because of this daylight savings thing, but on Saturday, it's 9 I'm sorry, it's 10 o'clock Pacific, 11 o'clock Eastern, and I think 5 o'clock GMT for the first match between Norway and Stockholm, and then the next one's 3 hours later.
Okay, and it's the same format we've had all along, same number of matches and stuff like that? Everyone does everyone?
4 versus 4, all play all. The only difference, if it's an 8-8 tie, they do a tiebreak match where they replay the whole match with a 3-2 time control.
Okay, and I we know that the three heavy hitters you named, the three in the world top 10, who else is playing this weekend?
I mean, some pretty well-known guys. We have, for Stockholm, we have like a really well-rounded team. They have Badur Jobava on board one, who's currently rated above 2,700, plays really creative, interesting style. And then on board two, they have a guy who's in the running for one of our MVP prizes, George Meyer. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. But he is playing really well all season. And on the second board, he's a real asset. So even though the Stockholm team doesn't have a five player, they're really, really dangerous and could easily knock off Norway. For Norway, we have John Ludwig Hammer, a previous guest on your show. For St. Louis, we also have Ben Feingold, who I believe is also a previous guest on your show.
Yes.
So it seems when people are on your show, they do pretty well.
That's a very good point. All you super GMs out there listening, take note.
Eric Hansen, also from the Chess Bros.
Yeah, he is a popular guy. I get emails basically every day saying, when's Eric coming on?
Well, he's on the Montreal team. So it's going to be some really, really good and tough matches. I honestly have no idea which team is the best of these four. Any team could win it, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for it. It's good for me that it's a Saturday. It means I can watch more. So, clean calendar. So what's your overall perspective? We'll do a true postmortem when the Pro Chess League season is over. But with the Final Four set, how do you feel the first season has gone?
I mean, really well. Like, really, really well. You know, we didn't know what to expect. Nothing like this of this magnitude has ever been done before. And to get so many top players playing, and not just playing, but playing week in and week out. Like, Carlsen didn't play for the first few weeks. And then all of a sudden, he played once and lost. Like, his team lost to Montreal. And it seemed like he got pissed off. And then he's played every week since then, five or 6 weeks in a row. Wesley So has played a ton. MVL, Maxim Vachier-Legrave, they lost last week in the final 18. He's not only playing almost every week, but he was the manager of the Marseille Migraines. So we just had like huge support from the top players in the world. And then like just all the different teams were so interesting. Like even the ones that didn't have these top players were really dangerous and could have easily made the Final Four. Like the teams that made it were in serious danger of losing and at various moments, like St. Louis barely beat San Diego, Montreal barely beat Montclair. So, you know, it's been really exciting how much the fans and the players have gotten behind it. And with a whole year under our belt, I can only imagine how good next year is going
to
be.
So is it safe to say there will be a next year?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And, you know, we get to this time, look at everything that we did for the first year, figure out what works, what doesn't, and I just think it's going to be as good as it was this year. It's going to be much better.
Yeah. So do you guys have the announcing teams lined up already for this weekend?
Yes. Yes, we do. It's three different teams for the three different matches. Forgive me if I'm wrong on these, but I believe the first match is Simon Williams and Fiona. And the second match, I think, is David Pruess and Jesse.
I enjoy their commentary.
And then the championship match, they're bringing out the big guns. Danny Rensch is coming back with Anna Rudolph.
Oh, nice.
You know, really, really great bunch of commentators. It's going to be exciting. Everyone's sitting at home on the weekend. They'll do.
And as I asked you on Facebook, Greg, where can I bet on this? Very important question.
Did you ask me that?
Oh, on Facebook, yeah. I mean, you know, former poker player.
I mean, I actually can't give an opinion because I like run the league, so I don't want to feel biased.
Oh, come on. But, when people say that on sports shows where they do the little talking heads and they're like, well, I'm announcing the game, so I can't give...
No, I'm not announcing. I'm the commissioner of the league. If I was announcing, I'd totally give an opinion. I actually don't know though who the favorite is, but I'm sure I would... If you made me think of it, I would give you an answer, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
But who do you think? Do you have like any...
I mean...
any thought?
The way things are going, I'm just going to bet on Wesley So until it doesn't work.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He just wins every game.
Yeah, it's a good week, and you know he's got Ben Feingold on there, all about the Benjamins, as Ben would say. So,
True, but you know, the level of opposition in these last 2 weeks for him is not going to be. It's not going to be easy. I mean, he's going to have to get through Fabiano this week, Eric Hansen. I mean, those two guys are not pushovers. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, 4-0 is going to be tough.
This is true. Do you think he needs to go 4-0? I mean, I don't want you
to. No. He doesn't have to go 4-0 for sure. I mean, it's just last week he did, and if he didn't, they would have been eliminated.
Right.
So, but, you know, their opponents last week were, I guess, like a more well-rounded team or something. But not. They have, like, more balance on, like, from boards 1-4, whereas Montreal also does, though. So it's, like, kind of a dangerous match. I don't know what's going to happen. It really could go either way. I wouldn't. If you held a gun to my head, I wouldn't know who to bet on.
Well, it sounds like a well-constructed league. You guys go for parity, like in the NFL, rather than powerhouses like the NBA.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's some power. Like, it's clear some teams are better than others, but it's not so much better that they can't lose. You know what I mean?
Aha. So we got you to admit there are favorites, but even if you don't reveal who they are. Yeah. Okay.
But at this point, I don't know. At this point, I'm like looking at these lineups and I'm like, who's going to win?
Right. I mean, and yeah, even if there's a favorite, especially in 15-minute chess, obviously anyone can win.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of it's going to come down to like that last round when the board four from each team plays each other. And whichever one of those guys wins, that's an extra point for that team.
Right.
So it's like, and you can't, it's hard to judge which board four is going to come out victorious because they're not as well-known commodities, I guess.
Do you know much about any of them?
I do. Actually, I do. I know that Nicholas Rosenthal for St. Louis is a really dangerous player. He beat MVL earlier this year. So, I mean, I think he's one of the keys to St. Louis's success because he's on board four, has a relatively low rating, but in rapid play, he's really dangerous, and he's upset some good players.
And he's one of your U.S. chess school kids, right?
Yeah, he's been to a few of them. He actually won our Blitz tournament at the last one. He's just good at fast chess. So this format really suits him. However, his opponent in Montreal is like a little bit higher rated than him, Elias Usedek. I hope I pronounced it right. And he plays pretty well, too. So that'll be a big game. I mean, obviously not as many people will be watching it as they will Wesley So and Fabiano, but I can easily imagine those matchups swing the match to one team because otherwise it's just so close.
Okay, well, it should be pretty interesting. I'm eager to see what happens.
Me too.
So anything else you want to say for our listeners to get ready for the chess league?
Well, you should all watch it. I mean, if you don't watch it, you're crazy.
Watch it. Tell your friends. People who want chess to be more popular, you have to support the things that come down the pike. So,
yeah, and unfortunately, we're getting a ton of support. I mean, we had a bracket challenge, like the March Madness, that over like 2,600 people on chess.com are entered. So that's like kind of cool.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Okay, well, let's give just the listeners just a taste. I know you're sick, Greg, so we're going to let you go in a couple
minutes. Oh, it's okay.
We're going to let you go in a couple minutes. But
you asked it.
But we'll let you touch on a few other topics. You wrote a U.S. Chess Championship preview that I enjoyed. Are you going to be spectating that?
I'm actually going to be there for a few days.
Oh wow!
I'm going to go for the last rounds or something. Maybe help on Twitter. You know, do some Twitter takeovers.
Nice.
Post some funny stuff.
Sounds good. And you're working on a book.
I am indeed.
So tell the listeners, they're eager to hear.
Sure. I mean, excuse me. It's taken a little bit of a backseat during the Pro Chess League, but I actually almost wrote the whole thing. So at some point it's going to move forward. It's basically, I want to take top players, like the best players in history, and kind of pick out their best games, like absolute best. Like not like a list of 100 games, but like the 20 or 25 that you just should know because they're like a part of chess history, and really like analyze them and make them as instructive as possible and show kind of like related examples. And the first book that I'm doing is about Bobby Fischer. And one thing that's really funny about it is while I was looking through these games, I would see something in like one of Bobby Fischer's famous games and I'd be like, didn't I have a position exactly like this? And I screwed it up. And in multiple cases, I had like a very similar concept in my game, and if I had known about Fischer's games and like studied them, I would have played much better. And it's really interesting to me. And these examples will be in the book.
And you'll mention, link to your games too, or just say this is something that...
Oh, yeah, no. At the end of every game, there will be like some kind of illustrative examples. And the examples I'm talking about where I didn't play as well as Fisher, for example, those will be there.
I have lots of examples of me not playing as well as Fisher if you need more.
You should write a book about that. No, but it's just like, there's one potentially where it's like, there's this famous game, Fisher Spassky. Do you remember like the return match, like in 1993?
Oh yeah, the one with first the game crazy, of that crazy match? Knight move to the first rank or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I had a game, and I had no idea. It was literally almost exactly the same position, like two pieces were different squares, right? And they ended up losing this game in humiliating fashion, and it was written up in the New York Times. Okay, and I can just only imagine how much stronger I would have played if I had kind of internalized Bobby Fischer's game. And I didn't, and I play like a moron. And so look at that in the book.
All right. Well, anytime I get to see you play like a moron, I'm hooked. Sign me up. Okay, well, Greg, I know that our main purpose was just give the listeners something to listen to. I know that a lot of my listeners, I get a lot of emails that say things like, Ben, I absolutely love the podcast. I've listened to 3 episodes. So I'm giving some people some time to catch up this week, but also like those of you who do listen right when it comes out, be sure to support Chess on Saturday. It's not going to be a chore. You're out going to love watching these behemoths collide. And Team Chess is really, it's like the best. I mean, people who've played in the amateur tournaments know this, and people who've watched the Olympiad. So I really think you guys have hit on something special.
Yeah, I think it's like brought out pride in like somebody like Magnus. I mean, he likes Team Chess, I think, and he wants to represent Norway and he wants them to win.
Yeah, and it's a small country. I'm sure he knows those guys well. So I mean,
yeah, they're all buddies, and you know, I know they were having fun during the last match.
Yeah.
So it's just cool to see everyone taking it so seriously.
Okay, so and I think everyone knows this, but go to chess.com or you can go to Twitch and search Chess, and it'll pop up. So they'll tell you all about it. They'll be promoting it this week. So everyone tune in and enjoy. And Greg, sometime in the near or distant future, we'll have you on again.
Awesome.
For a more full-length treatment.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Perpetual Chess. To hear more episodes, give feedback, or suggest guests, go to perpetualchesspod.com. If you like the show, please help me out by telling your friends and giving me a high rating on iTunes. I'll be back next week with another episode of the Perpetual Chess Podcast.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.